You're listening to episode 86 of the FitsPro podcast, and today is for all of my content creators out there. This is obviously geared towards people who are in the health and fitness online space, but it really is for any content creator. If you create content on social media for people, and or if you have a service through creating a brand on social media, today's episode is going to be for you. I am giving you three tangible ways that you can immediately create better content for your audience. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. As always, remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then also keep an eye out to see if you were chosen as the reviewer of the month or listener of the month. That person receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. And that will be posted in the show notes, as well as Annie's weekly wrap, which you can subscribe to at anniemiller.co/news. So I straight up felt the need to create this episode based on some of the content that I've seen on Instagram in the past few months. Some of it is spot on and has been absolutely amazing. Some of it has not been. And that is where this episode comes from. I want better for you if you are a content creator on social media. I obviously reference Instagram specifically because that is my bread and butter. That is where I show up. That is where my people are. And that is where I help people build brands. So not all content is for everyone. I rarely do IGTV, for example, while I follow professionals who post multiple IGTV episodes per week. And I would say that that is, you know, their main form of content. Old school posts and stories are my main form of content. Feed is education, right? That's where I put all of my educational content. Stories is more of real life, behind the scenes, further education, and just kind of more entertainment than maybe, and more connection, I would say, than maybe can happen in the feed. So that is where I come from. But again, I follow professionals who choose other forms of content on Instagram as their main form. And it can feel like you have to do it all, right? Instagram now has IGTV and Reels, and you can go live and stories and feed, and you don't have to do it all. So that is what I am here to tell you today. But whatever you need, or whatever you choose, excuse me, to use, it needs to work, right? So I am telling you and giving you permission that you don't have to do everything, but you do need to do something and be good at it. So today, my hope is to help you create better content specifically on the Insta, right? We're talking about the gram. Again, that's because that's what I reference. But if you are on another social media platform, these tools and the tips that I'm giving you today are applicable there as well. So better content ideally leads to higher interaction, higher engagement, and that leads to a higher reach over time, a bigger and devoted audience, which is goals, right? It's not all about the numbers, but we do want to grow an audience. You can't, you know, make money. We can't have a business if there is no invested audience first before we ask them to pay us. So building a devoted audience, a loyal audience, is something that is paramount to building a business and using social media to do so. There are options here, meaning that you can choose to use all of them, the ones that I'm going to give you, or only choose one. It's not a step-by-step process. Rather, I'm giving you a toolbox or pieces from my toolbox that you can pull from. So first up, this one is something I have mentioned many times, but to this day leads to my best content, hands down. So the tip I'm about to give you ends up creating my most viral, if you will, my most engaged content, and that is creating content based on your clients, or if you have no clients, your audience. Obviously, you need to have clients or to have had clients for this, but I say you can use your audience as well, and definitely stick around for number three if you don't have clients yet. But even if you serve no clients, still listen, because this will make your content creation so much easier in the future. If a client asks a question, hello, create a post on said topic. Literally just answer that question in as many ways as you possibly can. Think of three ways that you can talk about whatever they asked about. And why would we do this? Because you're currently sat about your desk thinking of what your potential client needs from you, right? That's how we create our content. What content are they wanting? What are they wondering about? In this scenario, your actual freaking client just answered that for you. If your client has a question, most of the time, it's pretty safe to bet that your audience is wondering the same thing or would benefit from hearing your answer, right? Maybe they don't even know they need it yet, but they do, and now you've helped them with that. And they see you as an authority figure now. Winning. And this is not limited to questions either. That's why I say this is applicable if you don't have clients, because often I create posts and I know my colleagues create posts just based on conversations that they've had, either with a client one-on-one or just on Instagram, in the DMs, or even in the comments. So I'll make a post and then a audience member will comment or ask another question underneath the post, and bam, there's another piece of content that I can create directly related to what my ideal client is wanting from me, right? Every piece of content that we put out is data feedback for us to create better and better and better content and more aligned with what our potential clients and what our, you know, ideal audience members are wanting from us. So, you know, when I'm having conversations with a client, this can be a struggle, a success, or a topic in general that comes up. And then you're like, oh, yes, I need to make a post about this because so many other people would benefit from it. So just, you know, keep your eye open for those conversations and those content topics, whether it is with a client or on Instagram, in the DMs, or an email, or really any form of social media. It's truly a rather cyclical thing that begins to happen here. So you create content that ideally attracts your audience, and a small percentage of that audience will become clients. Those clients then help create your content that then does an even better job of attracting the right clients, and so on and so forth, right? Better clients, better content, better clients, better content. And it's just this beautiful thing that begins to happen. You feel less and less like you don't know what to post about, right? Because you just have these weekly conversations, whether it is on social media or with your clients, that lead to content directly related to those people and their needs. I think it's definitely worth paying attention to if you have not yet done so or have practiced that, and you do have clients especially. Next up, you might not love this, but it's super freaking simple, and it's obvious, and it also works. And people are scared of this, I think, sometimes, or because, you know, there's this like emotional attachment to it. And that is to look at your metrics and those metrics within the industry, aka do some market research. Keep doing what does well and improve that. Right? It's true that there are 50 exercises to work the glutes, but if we know that 5 to 6 of those exercises work really well for us, isn't it wise to just stick with those 5 to 6, but alter things like load, variation, time under tension, and so on? The same goes for content creation. Same, my friend. It's market research. What does well for you? Keep doing that. Right? You can't actually see this inside Instagram unless you're a business account. So make sure that you are a business account so you can see insights. And if you are, in fact, attempting to build a brand on Instagram, you should definitely be a business account if you are not yet. So look at your insights. I literally give you a chart inside Instagram 101, which is my Instagram course for tracking content, by what does well with shares, saves, likes, comments, reach, overall engagement. But you can do this without my chart, right? you can look at that yourself and make some notes. And we want to look at all of these factors because you'll start to see trends within your metrics. And hopefully these metrics also allow you to kind of remove that emotional codependency that you have on the app and how your content does. And you can start to look at it as just data feedback. You're just collecting data. What does well? What doesn't do well? You know, look at factors that led to those results and then move forward with your content and start to do what is doing well. So what type of content does well across the board for you? That might be a trend that you see. Maybe a certain type of post or a certain topic tends to show up in your top content for shares, saves, likes, and reach, right? You should probably create more of that content if it's getting overall engagement, high engagement in more than one area. This also allows you to see what type of content tends to do certain things for you. So specifically, some subjects or literal types of content, like an infographic or a video, are more savable or shareable. So you can gain more realistic expectations and even start to drive up those metrics based on your knowledge of what types of content do certain things for you and your brand. You can post an infographic knowing that it might not get a bunch of likes, but that's not the point. We're trying to get people to save this graphic, right? So it just really changes that perspective, and it allows you to, like I said, create better content for your clients. I say clients, for your potential clients, for your audience. So I'm telling you, numbers are the bee's knees. If you are scared of looking at numbers, if you don't look at numbers, it will behoove you to start looking at numbers. Okay, they provide context and guidance so that we don't feel like we are on this constant grind and emotional roller coaster of the Instagram. And I am biased, but I highly suggest my Instagram 101 course. I'm just saying, if anything, for just alone shifting your mindset about how you show up and respond on the app, it's worth it. So look at your metrics, take some notes. If you see trends, you know, what content does really well overall, or what types of content do certain things for you, make an effort for a month or two to intentionally create and focus on content that does really well for you and that your audience responds well to. And again, you won't have this content or you won't have this data until you start putting out different types of content. This does take trial and error. If you look at people who you view as quote unquote successful, they probably have 2,000 plus posts. That's 2,000 posts that they have received input on. Even before Instagram had like insights for you to view, we are still out here, you know, realizing and seeing what posts do well and don't do well, even without looking directly at the numbers, right? We're collecting feedback. So just keep that in mind as well. The next one is to ask your audience what they want. I think people underestimate the power and the influence that comes from just communicating with your audience, just actually building human relationships, right? So if you, especially if you don't have clients yet, then pull your audience. But even if you do have clients, still pull your audience. You have options here. You can literally pull them in your stories using the poll feature. You can do quizzes. You can straight up ask your, you know, people that respond to your stuff really often, those like diehard audience members, you can DM them and ask them specifically, what type of content would you like to see from me, right? That will make them feel so special, and it's going to make better content for you and the rest of your audience. You could make a post and ask them to comment like yes or no, or you could put options in the, you could do like a swipe post with options and have them vote in the comments. You can do post a certain type of content and then ask them to say if that was helpful or not, right? You can make a post and ask them to comment what they would like to see, just an open-ended, like what type of content would you like to see from me? Or you can have them post questions in your stories. You have so many options here. If you feel like you don't know what content to create, you are not trying hard enough, period. You have not done enough. Ask your audience. Literally ask them in 5 different ways what they want to see from you. Okay, so don't limit yourself on these approaches or asking your audience just one time. This is something you can do over and over again as you refine your message. And as you refine your message and your audience, your content will shift as well. And you'll revisit your post categories and, you know, what sits best with your audience, what they want to hear, what does really well for you. So if you can view your platform and your followers as a relationship, I think this becomes easier. You're simply welcoming these people into a conversation with you. And it's honestly just communication. Like I said, you're leading your audience, but we all know leaders who are complete shit at communicating, right? They're not good leaders. Do you like following them? No. Great leaders communicate and they care for their team. They see them as humans first. So if you do care about your following, which I hope you do, then they're going to feel that, right? I certainly hope so. So your audience is quite literally going to help you build the reputable brand that you want to on Instagram. You need them. It's a two-way street here. So treat them well and bring them into your process. You know what I mean? I hope you get what I'm saying. So you're here for them. You are ultimately creating content that is unique to you, yes, but you're making it in hopes of helping them in some way, shape, or form. So encourage them to DM you, ask them questions, call them out, and don't stop. The more your audience sees audience members interacting with you, the more welcome that other members are going to feel to do the same, right? They're going to see other people interacting with you and think that that's normal, and it's going to invite them to do that as well. And that also leads to better content. You'll get into more conversations, and then everything that we talked about with creating content based on client interactions now applies here. I am constantly creating content based on comments or DMs from followers, again, with the cycle of content creation, right? You get into this cycle and it's a beautiful thing if you can keep it going. So for instance, I make a post about Bulgarian split squats and then someone asks, you know, about the setup and I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll have to make a post about that too. So again, if you're not posting, this isn't going to happen. In order to get all of this feedback, you have to be putting yourself out there and creating content regularly. The other week, a colleague tagged me in a question that one of her followers had, and I realized I hadn't made a post on the spectrum of strength versus hypertrophy rep schemes, which I could absolutely talk about, right? So I drew up a quick example in my stories, but then I also created a post from that because clearly it was needed content. So really just keep your eyes peeled and always be looking for content opportunities. Yes, ask your audience and your clients, look at your metrics, but also just hone in on your content creation muscle. It's something you have to exercise and it will get stronger and better with time and reps. So you've got this. The content is within you. I can feel it. And remember that the more content you put out there, the more data and feedback you have to work with. It is all about the feedback. It's all about the data. Stop tiptoeing. Start throwing stuff down, leading your audience and seeing what sticks. Okay? If you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave the show 5 stars and then also a written review. It is so appreciated, you guys. I don't spend enough time looking at the reviews, but every time I do peek, I'm like, oh my gosh, people actually listen to me on here. So you are loved. Thank you. I appreciate the support. And remember that I also choose a reviewer of the week and a listener of the month. The listener of the month does receive 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare, which you can always use my code FDBA. With Frey to save at least 15%. If you are not on my main mailing list, make sure that you are because there are podcast listener discounts at the bottom of every weekly email, one of which is for my Instagram 101 course. So if you haven't got that yet, get on the mailing list, annymiller.co/news, and then snag your discount. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.